Thank you for doing this despite the time you have,
I
the
literally
work.
have nothing to do.
Oh, well. Okay. Well, there you go. Perfect.
Dying of
Then
boredom.
Bryant Caves, Bryant Numb Mouth Caves is what everybody calls him. He is not with us tonight. So we've got, I think you are now firmly the most distinguished or most visits by any guest on the show. You know them well. Grant Dorsey, how are you doing tonight? Whoa.
I'm fantastic.
Gotta clap. You're excited to be
Gotta do the
here.
clap. Yeah, because that means I'm winning. I'm in the lead.
Oh, see, it's a celebration. Not
It's a
excited to be on the
celebration.
show, just excited to be ahead of everybody
I can
else.
put it in my resume. Been on Brian and Me the most.
I wouldn't say Brian and me. I would say frequent podcast guest. I would say that
Oh my
because
God.
then they're like, wow, they're pretty important because they're on all of these podcasts. So don't throw Brian me because they'll be like, what is that? And you'll be like, it's the podcast your mother warned you about. And then they'll say, get out of my office. You're not allowed in here anymore. Well, Grant, welcome. You're currently back in the greater Chicago area. I stress greater Chicago area.
Greater is correct.
Because you're waiting to go back to the land of husking corn, waiting to go back to Big Red. You've had a pretty busy, it's not really off season. You've been in Iceland with the Nebraska women's soccer team, and then you've been back at Kane County with them Cougars. You've been working hard. First, give us a quick synopsis. How was Iceland? And is the saying correct that Greenland is covered in ice and Iceland is very nice?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, so Mighty Ducks didn't lie. Tell us about your trip.
The trip was fantastic. It's kind of hard to describe it, I guess, just because of it's such a beautiful place that I struggle to find the words to talk
Wow.
about it. I just had a phenomenal time. We won all of our games. We had four games, so that was great. Got to see some professional stadiums in Iceland, in the Reykjavik area. All around, just a great trip. Got paid while I was there, which was amazing. Paid
What? You got,
vacation. Yeah, it
that's
was working. It's
crazy.
a working trip.
I know, but still, paid trip to Iceland?
Yeah.
Not a bad way to make a living.
No. But it was a fun time. It was really great just to, I guess, get out of my comfort zone a little bit and try some new stuff and just be somewhere else for a change. It was nice because I didn't just, you're in Nebraska one second and you got to go back to Illinois and it's like same old, same old. And they're like, oh, Iceland trip? Yes, please. So it was great. I had a great time and then, coming back to Illinois was like, I'm back. That's boring.
So you're saying Nebraska and Illinois do not compare with Iceland.
Nothing compares to Iceland.
Oh, wow. Okay, one of those transformative trips. That's fantastic. That sounds awesome. And I know it sounds bad coming back to Illinois, the S is silent at the end, folks, if you're more of a reader, not a talker.
Illinois.
Illinois. I had a former, oh my gosh, there was a leader where I worked, and they would say Illinois, unironically. And
It's
they would also say,
annoying. That's what I
ah,
say. Yeah.
zing, zing, zing. They would also say Des Moines.
Oof.
I
No.
really, that. And they didn't mean it like joking. There was no sarcasm in it, which makes
Well,
it, I think,
I'll tell
makes
you,
it better.
Thomas. There's a town here. It's called Des Plaines. It's spelled the same way. The Des Moines part. Yeah.
Oh, but they do pronounce the S.
Yes.
Interesting. Interesting. Well, you came back, and that meant you started back up. You didn't work 12 jobs this off season. You didn't work 12
No.
jobs this summer. You worked one, with the Kane County Cougars. The minor league baseball royalty. And I bring up royalty because you had, they had a women's sports night where you had a champion in your midst. None other than the 2022 Big Ten, or 2020, was that this year?
Yeah.
2022 Big Ten Women's Soccer Tournament, Penn State Nittany Lion, Allie Schlegel, and Allie Quigley. But Allie Schlegel was there. How fun was that, getting to meet somebody who you were actively rooting against in the tournament last year?
Well, besides Schlegel, I'd also like to point out that Sophie Jones was there. I guess Allie had invited her last minute. We had no idea. So it was cool to see. We had two Red Stars there at the game. But yeah, meeting Allie and Sophie was really cool. They both went on our broadcast for an interview. And Allie, of course, threw out a first pitch at the game. Mm-hmm. And I did have to bring up to her the 4-2 defeat against Nebraska. I had to.
Oh, oh.
I had to bring it up. But I did congratulate her, and I said that, you know, she's a great addition to the Red Stars and, you know, all that good stuff. So.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to do it. 4-2.
I mean, you didn't have to, but they were guests, but that's okay. That's fine. You have to get it. You have to get it in there, right? You have to get it in there. This year, does Nebraska go to Penn State, or is it vice versa?
Yes, we are going to Penn State. It's our road trip. I think we're going to Ohio State first, and then Penn State.
Oh, yeah, you're coming to Ohio State. Oh, that's awesome.
You said you couldn't go to the Ohio State game. You told me that already. I told
you. What date is it?
Yeah, I think you were going to some concert or something, or doing something with your kids. I don't remember. It's like in September or something.
September what?
Or in October. I don't remember.
It might have been like on a kid's birthday. Maybe that's why. It was like October 7th or September 21st or something like that.
And then I told you, instead of going to the Ohio State game, just go to the Penn State game. You can be at your
place. Oh, the alma mater. Yeah. All right. It's all coming back to me. It's all coming back. But that was cool. How was the women's sports night? Was that a good turnout? You think it was an improvement from last year's?
Yes, but I really didn't see a lot of the stuff going on. I was kind of, my coworker
working.
Was like, you were acting as a media liaison. And I was like, you know what? I believe that 100% that's what I was doing the entire time. I wasn't in my usual post. I was running around the entire night. And I was mostly with Sabria Whitaker for the night, but my family was there, so I saw them for a bit, checking in on all the tables and stuff like that. So, yeah, mostly running around, but it was a pretty good turnout.
That's cool. That's pretty awesome. That's awesome that they're doing that, too, and it's going to continue next year?
Yes.
Oh, you heard it here first, folks. You're here first. Thank you for being here. Thank you for jumping in at the last second. I know your schedule, you were saying before we recorded, just packed. There's just so much on right now. Yeah, it's just I had to pretty much plead and beg, which to me is like a second language. So it was no problem. There's no pride on this end of the microphone. But I'm glad that you cleared your schedule for us. Here at Brian Mee headquarters. So let's go ahead and get into what we really here talk about. And that's the World Cup. Welcome, boys and girls, to Brian Mee. We're a podcast where we talk about soccer and other things, podcasty things. You got Grant here tonight. You got me here tonight. No, Brian, we'll survive. We're going to talk about the one track mind that everyone has in the United States when it comes to soccer lately, and that is the World Cup. That's it. We got the World Cup tonight. We'll see how we're feeling. We might bring up the Red Stars. Hasn't been great lately. No, okay, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that.
It hurts my heart too much.
It is painful. Yeah, and that's it. We're not going to talk about Messi. We're not going to talk about the League's Cup, because right now it's World Cup time, baby. So we're going to go through a little bit about what has happened so far. We're recording this Tuesday night, so I think this is going to come out after three more matches happen. But it's Monday. Oh, Grant, I'm not reading.
What a week. Anything. What a week it's been. It's only Monday.
It's been such a crazy week. Oh, my Lord. We're going to miss three games in this podcast, but we're going to try to talk about everything up until this podcast comes out. So, unfortunately, nothing about Colombia and South Korea will be talked about in here, nor will anything about New Zealand and the Philippines or Switzerland and Norway, which is a big, you know, European battle there. We're going to talk about some of the highlights, not every match, from the World Cup so far. I think we're going to start off with the best place to start off is the first day, because right away, the first match of the World Cup, and it was already historic. Now, if you don't know what we're talking about, that was New Zealand winning their first ever World Cup match, which was pretty... women's. This is their first...
No.
Men's,
yes. Or women's.
Yes.
Clarify.
The first time the country of New Zealand has ever won a World Cup match, which was a pretty awesome way to start. They beat Norway, and everybody was talking about the interview with Ali Rye. Ali Rye. Oh, my God. I forgot a complete letter in there. Ali Riley. So, Grant, did you watch that first match?
Did I watch that first match? Yes, I did. And let me just say right now, if you follow me on Twitter, my display name right now, I know how we all feel about Twitter right now, but I still use it. My display name right now is Ali Riley Stan account, because I have no choice but to stan. That game was awesome. It, you know, my expectations, of course, was Norway. Because I root for Chelsea first.
Yeah.
Chelsea and U.S. are tied for people I root for, you know. And then whoever. So, like, girl writing. Queen.
Mm.
Did nothing.
Yeah.
Did nothing. The whole game. Pretty terrible performance, if you ask me. But. Beside the point. Hannah Wilkinson, though, probably hero of the century for New Zealand. Just outstanding goal. Great team build up to that point. Got 3 points. If they win tonight, that might seal the deal. We'll see.
Oof.
That would break a lot of brackets. I'm telling you right now, because I don't have them in second or first. I have them in third. So that would ruin my bracket. I'm in a bracket competition right now with my fellow coworkers at Nebraska Soccer. So
okay.
I'm not saying, hey, New Zealand, choke, but I do want the bragging rights but I do love New Zealand and what they've been doing. Both Rileys, by the way, because there's two.
Mm-hmm.
Paige Riley, hell of a player. Ali Riley. My captain.
Right. Yeah. And after the match, her emotional response, like, she was so excited. I know you shared the video. It was going around like hotcakes. You could tell this wasn't just, you know, you see teams win and it's very like, oh yeah, you know, on to the next match and blah, blah, blah. She was pouring all emotion out in that moment. Because of that win, because how important that was to the country. I mean, these matches too have been very well attended. Like, even in New Zealand, where not a lot of people live in New Zealand, folks. It's not a very big country, and it's like a three-hour flight from Australia. It's a much longer drive if you try to drive it. It's a 3-hour flight from Australia, so it's not like they're particularly close either, but. Yeah, I got to say, it's amazing that it started off that way. And you kind of think, oh, well, why didn't Australia play first? Because Australia is the team with the notoriety, is the team with the expectations behind them. But that was, I think, a much better start having that New Zealand win and the way it was done. Against, like you said, a Norway team that, you know, their players weren't doing what they expected them to do. But, you know, you still have to show up. If you're going to show up anywhere, you should probably show up at the World Cup. And that's what New Zealand won. Yeah. And speaking of showing up, we're not going to go match by match, but that first day was pretty big. That second match, before we get it was Australia and the Republic of Ireland. I talk about showing up. Sam Kerr did not show up because he's injured. Got an injury. I think prior to the match, they announced that Sam would miss the first two group stage matches.
Yeah, right at the end of the New Zealand game.
Ugh. It must have been something where they were waiting to the last minute, see what was going to happen. And then once players started warming up, they're like, we have to say something before Sam doesn't show up because they're going to ask questions. Why isn't Sam Kerr out there? So I do appreciate them getting ahead of the news outlets asking, why isn't she there? What's going on? What's going on? But yeah, that's... So you go into the next match and Australia versus Ireland. You said that your second team was like New Zealand, although you didn't pick them to get ahead in their group to get into the knockout round. New Zealand is your second team. I know. That was a little shady.
Did you see my math? I don't know if you're still really on Twitter as much. I was trying to map out how the rest of Group A was going to go based off that one game.
No. Yeah, break it down for us.
So, since Norway were favorites to top the group and they dropped points on the first match, you know, you only get three matches, so that's one gone. Can't go get those 3 points back, which left New Zealand at the top of the table before, of course, the Switzerland and the Philippines game. My thought process of this is, okay, Norway is kind of down and out, getting upset right now, and there's a little drama going on within the squad, and, you know, some key players might not start against Switzerland, which is the game that they have to win in order to advance. So my thought process here is Switzerland gonna beat the Philippines, probably gonna beat New Zealand, but you never know, right? This is all speculation. Look at what happened in the first game. The Philippines, I don't expect them to win any games. I think tonight or tomorrow morning, New Zealand's going to win that because they're riding on a high from beating Norway. And they're like, yep, this is my territory. Going to go out and win. Going to show up. Yeah. I'm thinking it's going to end Switzerland 9, New Zealand 6, Norway 3, Philippines 0.
So you don't think that Norway can beat Switzerland? Well, with the starters not playing, you think that it's pretty much a foregone conclusion that Switzerland wins?
Yeah.
Would you rather see like a draw in there and maybe giving a chance for New Zealand to maybe even top the group
I was thinking about that, but that game against New Zealand, like just how the star players, how they were, not to knock New Zealand, but you're playing a team that, you know, has never won a World Cup match. They are playing at home.
You should win.
Yeah.
You should
That's win. The European standard, right? You should be the winners.
And I think Philippines, too, they do benefit from being in not the strongest federation. Yeah. I mean, that's why Australia moved federations because they wanted more competition. Mm-hmm. So I think Philippines probably, well, if Australia didn't move, there'd be no way that they would make it. But that is pretty tough. So that's interesting. That's an interesting group to watch. Interesting group to watch to see what happens. Australia also won. So the host nations both won the first match. The match against Australia or against Ireland. Ireland was my team I chose, that if I wasn't rooting for the United States, which has changed. We'll talk about that once we get to it, because I completely forgot a team, and it was very stupid that I forgot them. But I still, my heart roots for Ireland. Grant's mm-hmm. like, what's he talking about? We'll get to it. They played a chippy game against Australia. Now,
it was great. I loved every second of it.
Sam Kerr, though, right before the match. I'm sure that made it difficult for Australia, but still a lot of credit to Ireland. Australia only won because of a penalty. It's the only reason they won. But Ireland, too, they just didn't have the attack. They just didn't have any speed in the attack. Their whole game was counterattack. But if your forward, if your striker is not very fast, your counterattack's not going to be very – it's not going to have a lot of bite, which I should say – and maybe there's a little bit of a homer in me, but if Leanne Kiernan was not injured, the Liverpool striker who scored 13 goals in 22 matches two seasons ago, very quick, very fast, number nine. She could also play in the wing if you need her to. If she hadn't missed last season due to injury, got injured in the match against Chelsea, I'm pretty sure. The win that Liverpool had at the beginning of last season.
Okay, Thomas.
if Leah Kiernan hadn't been injured all of last season with an ankle injury, she came back in like the last two matches. She was featuring for Ireland until that injury. I think having her in the match would have been a huge help, but she was not called into the World Cup squad, which is a bummer. Fortunately, she's pretty young, so hopefully Ireland makes it again. This was their first World Cup. And they look like a team that had been there before. And also, yes. Really quick, I do not ever want to go up against Katie McCabe.
Who does?
Because Katie McCabe is, like, to be fair, I watch Liverpool. So I don't watch Arsenal. I don't watch other teams. But I kind of want to watch Arsenal a little bit now just to see Katie McCabe boss people in the midfield. Because she messes people up. And I am here for it. I love it.
Literally, like, her and I think it was Gory going at it a lot during the game. Haley Razzo, like, just, I mean, she is the best player on the team, hands down. But the whole team, honestly, they looked like they've been to a World Cup before. They've never been a part of any major tournament before, and it doesn't even look like it. To hold them to
they didn't even make the Euros. They didn't even make the Euros, yeah.
To hold them to that 1-0 win was a statement. And especially with Canada and Nigeria. Well, I'm going to spoil the next. I don't know if we were going to go. Yeah.
We can. I'm going to ask you about some other matches outside of the main ones we're going to talk about. But no, continue.
The nothing draw between Canada and Nigeria, which was an amazing game. Probably the best draw I've ever watched in my life. Just the amount of drama. And
France Jamaica action. Also France Jamaica was also a really good.
I did not
0-0. Oh, okay. Well, I'll go
I decided to get some sleep.
Oh, how dare you! Anyway, yeah. So that continue your thought.
The group of death. That's my main group of death is group B for sure, because I don't know what's gonna happen. So we'll see.
That one was the first match of Ireland versus Australia on Bright Me a few weeks back whenever we were doing some team previews. I picked that one as one of the matches to watch. And another one, which we'll get to in a little bit. But I picked Ireland versus Australia to not sleep on Ireland. And they, you know, it's still going to be tough. It's not like losing that first match when you're already an underdog. I think you could take points from Canada. I know they won the gold medal and all that, but I've shared this before. There's a lot going on in the Canadian squad. I feel like that's a distraction. I don't think Canada is the same gold medal team that they were coming into the tournament. And then against Ireland and Nigeria, I think that'll be a really fun match. I hope it counts for something. I hope that you don't go into the match knowing, well, you know what, doesn't really matter what happens with this match because the other two teams. I want it to be a close one, and that is the most entertaining group for sure. Group B is definitely the most entertaining. There's no matches that you can skip in that group.
Some of the world's best right there.
World's best.
Top 10 players. So
I can't correct you there. Totally right. So before we get into some other matches, Switzerland, you know, beat the Philippines. Spain beat Costa Rica. Some pretty predictable results in these ones. Now, you weren't sleeping, right, for the first like 2 days of the tournament. Like, when were you waking up to watch these matches?
I didn't wake up, Thomas. I stayed up.
What? That's a mic drop statement right there. Wow. So you were you've watched every match, right?
Not everyone. I can probably go through and tell you right now how many. I just gotta, let me open Bleacher Report.
Okay. While you're doing that, I will complain a little bit, and this is very Eastern Standard Time elitist, but I it's even worse for Central Standard Time folks. I really just not a fan of the timing of these matches. I'm missing so many matches, which is such a bummer. I'm missing so many of them because I am not waking up for a 3 a.m. match. I'm just not doing it. I'm too exhausted in the day to stay up that late. The only time I will stay up for a 3 a.m. match is in those cases where if one of my teams is in a knockout match, that will be when I wake up. But any other time, it's going to be hard-pressed for me to get up at 3 a.m. So, how many matches have you been watching?
So, I watched the New Zealand-Norway game, the Australia-Ireland game, the Nigeria-Canada game. The U.S. Vietnam game, the Japan Zambia game, Haiti and England. And then let's see. Oh, I'm watching the Colombia and South Korea game tonight, and the New Zealand Philippines game tonight. But that's I'm not staying up until 3 a.m. to watch Switzerland and Norway. So I've had some full mornings of soccer, we'll say.
The only flex I have in terms of watching matches, pardon me, is that I slept on the couch the other night. Just because I just slept on the couch and I watched part of three matches because I kept on Peacock. I've only been watching in Spanish. I'm not watching any matches on Fox because I don't want to hear any of their commentators. There's nothing Alexi Lawless or Carly Lloyd have to say. There's nothing they have to say that I want to hear. So I've been watching the Telemundo broadcasts, and it's been great. It's been fantastic because even if I didn't like one of the commentators, I have no idea what they're saying. So it doesn't even bother me. It doesn't bother me at all. So you've been watching a lot. I will admit, if it's like a 6 a.m. match, I wake up for the 6 a.m., 8 a.m., like at 10 o'clock at night, I will put these matches on. And there have been some pretty good matches. Let's talk about that first one, though, that skipping over a couple days of matches, Friday night, USA versus Vietnam. I went out for this one, went to a theater, Studio 35, our pal Pete Gillette, which I need to make a correction. Pete Gillette is a good friend of the show. I said in the last podcast that he doesn't like soccer kits that have collars on them. And he corrected me prior to the US WNT match, saying that he does like collared football kits. He doesn't like the collared ones where they also have a button. So I have to make that correction. If there's one thing that Brian Mee is known for, it's for ethical journalism and making sure we get the facts straight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone knows that. Like whenever you hear Brian Mee, you think, oh yeah, ethical journalism. So Brian, Peter, we got that fixed for you. So we went and watched it at a movie theater. It's a small theater. They have a big main auditorium, and they have a smaller room with three rows of these recliner seats. Three rows of the little, you know, push button, you can lean back and stuff. These big old comfy seats on this. It's not a movie theater screen, but it's a big screen. It's not small by any means. They have the lights down low. But it was also the opening night of Barbie. And this theater, let me tell you, this theater was all pink. They made the entire lobby, the entire bar completely pink. Everything was pink. Everybody was wearing pink, all the employees. And then I stuck out like a sore thumb because I walked in wearing like a U.S. National team kit. And they're like, oh, you're here for the soccer match. It's upstairs. Like, okay, thank you. Because there was a line of people out the door. And I'm like, I'm not supposed to be with them in this line. I'm trying to get inside past them. Anyway, it was a great time. I had a lot of fun. My wife came out, hung out with Pete. Emily Sonnet had family in the building, which was cool, although it wasn't cool that she didn't play because that would have been better if, you know, she would have come in and we would have cheered for them and stuff. But met a Racing Louisville fan who met Savannah DeMello in a cafe down in Louisville a few weeks back. Yeah, it was a pretty cool vibe. I'm thinking about going again on Wednesday. Not sure yet, but enough of that. The match, though. USA wins 3-0. I walked into it thinking that it was going to be like 6-0. And then we all thought that. But then after the first few minutes where Vietnam was fouling hard, I looked at Pete and I was like, actually, I'm going to say 10-0 because they're not going to have 10. They're not going to have 11 players on the field. And USA is just going to tear them apart. And 3-0, and you could tell me your thoughts on it, Grant. Of course, it seemed like a deceptive scoreline. Like 3-0 was probably the most conservative result considering how many chances USA had.
Yeah, the game was interesting. I literally was screaming at my TV the entire time. Literally the second Sophia Smith goal, I was like, how is that offside? Especially with the new rules in offside. Like, I was so confused. And then they overruled it. So I was like, okay, whatever. I thought that for standout players, I've got a few for both sides. The goal line for Vietnam.
Oh, yeah. She was.
We're
going
to do like 3 stars in hockey. The first star is the goalie. I'm going in the wrong order, but that's okay.
Thirds, yeah, that's all right.
This
we
is
all get
proof
it.
That I worked in hockey. I know what 3 stars is. Second star, Savannah DeMello. Killer performance in the midfield. Probably the best midfielder in the game. Shouldn't have been subbed off. But
saving him for Netherlands.
Yeah.
I don't think she starts against Netherlands, but anyway, sorry.
3 star. Sophia Smith. Maybe we changed the order on the last. 2-star for Sophia Smith for the brace, and then 3-star for Savannah DeMello.
Yeah, no, that's fair. That's fair. Sophia Smith is just a game changer, and she makes it look so easy. Credit to Alex Morgan on the layoff on that first pass.
Assist.
Like that play, you could tell they've run that play a million times in practice. And it just seemed like it was free-flowing. It wasn't Brazilian free-flowing, which we will talk about, but it was free-flow. It was as free-flowing as you'll see the United States do. And Sophia Smith, she's a beast. She's just a beast in there. And she almost had a hat trick within the first minute of the second half, if not for a bad boot on the ball. Savannah DeMello, she was fantastic. I thought she was great. I thought people gave Trinity Rodman a hard time. I don't know why. Trinity Rodman had a lot of plays that, she was the reason they had a penalty kick, even though Alex Morgan missed it. By the way, Sinclair missing a penalty kick. That was a highlight. All these penalty kicks early in this tournament, Christine Sinclair and Alex Morgan both missing their penalty kick. I would not have had that on my bingo card. I would not have.
Nobody would.
But I digress. United States, they came out with the win. Sophia Smith, 2 goals and an assist. Not bad. Not a bad night at all for her. I think it definitely could have been more. I think Lindsey Horan was not good.
No.
I don't think she was very good. I think Crystal Dunn had an off night. I think that she's still coming back from being off.
You know who was good that I liked? Julie Ertz.
Really?
Top performance, in my opinion. Not 3 stars worthy. Not worthy of that.
no. In terms of
backline, I thought that Naomi and Julie killed it.
I would not give Julie a lot of credit offensively, but defensively for sure. No. Defensively,
yeah, I'm talking about the defense.
But Julie Ertz is known as this clinical heading goal scorer, and her timing is also, when you haven't played for 2 years, your timing is going to be off a little bit. I digress. But Crystal Dunn, I think that the game was probably a little too quick for her. It seemed like she, like some of the balls that she would chase down, just not catching them. She's like, well, I'm not going to get them. I'm not going to get it. And these aren't like far off passes, I thought. I thought that they were, you know, maybe put Crystal Dunn in the midfield. Maybe you should put her in more of a traditional role she plays as she's coming back to being that 100% Crystal Dunn that you need.
Hey, I don't know if we're allowed to talk about that, Thomas.
We are, because we have an Ask Bam question, which we will get to. I won't give that away. But Lindsay Hrania missed so many chances. It was a bad night of shooting. But, yeah, it wasn't a great night. She ended up getting a goal, which was a lot of thanks to Sophia Smith. Yeah, Sophia Smith. So, overall, what do you think about the match?
I think people need to shut up about the score. I think it's ridiculous to have severely high expectations, to have it seem like it should be a Thailand type of game. The qualifiers for the World Cup, I don't remember what the name of the tournament was for Asia, but that was jam-packed with just extraordinary games and upsets in its own. So the fact that Vietnam could have had it be 3-0, I think that's a feat in itself for them compared to 2019 when it was some high scoring affair. It's not going to happen again. That was like a one-time thing, and we need to move on from that. 3-0 is a fine score. There's no issue.
And when your team like the United States, it's when you've won as many times as they have, now it's like, we're not winning enough. Oh, I'm afraid that we're not winning enough because that means we won't win it again. That's what it feels like as a fandom as a whole. It's very, oh no, we're not destroying people. 3-0 is destroying somebody. They had no chances. Alyssa Nayer, I think she knit a sweater in the 90 minutes. Back, someone was counting at the theater. 6 times. Well, that was early. It might have been 7 or 8 by that point. 7 or 8 times Alyssa Nayer touches the ball. One of them was on a cross that they, I think, very kindly ruled a shot. But
yeah.
That was their lone shot. 3-0, I mean, it wasn't bad. France also had a big win. France won there for – or yeah, it was France. France won their first match. Who did? Oh, my God. What was it? Oh, Spain. Excuse me.
3-0.
Pardon me. They won 3-0, but they had like 40 shots on – the 40 shots total or some ridiculous number like that. United States was after their match. They were the next match after following Spain, and they kind of did the same thing. But I think everyone thinks Netherlands. That's the big one. That is going to be the one where you see, okay, is this the United States that's going for a fifth one, or is it going to be a tougher climb than in years past? I'm not overreacting. I thought it was great. I thought 3-0 wins great. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think Rose Lavelle should start that game. I don't think that she's going to play a full amount of minutes. But I really, honestly, I don't understand why Lindsay Horan is co-captain. It doesn't make any sense to me. She's not that great. I don't get it. Hate on me all you want if there's like some Horan stan out there. Like, it's giving Carly Lloyd, honestly. Oh, that's what that first game felt like. It was like I was watching the Gotham and Chicago Red Stars playoff match where, you know, barely doing anything. Yeah.
To bring up Carly Lloyd, by the way, there's this video that made its rounds around where Alexi and her were giving their green flags and their red flags for each team. And for Carly Lloyd made it about herself for the U.S. team. It was like, oh, the green flag is that that veteran group that's made the team what they are today. Like, Carly Lloyd put herself into what was good about this current team.
Because, of course, she did.
The reason this team is good was because of me and my leadership that's helped build this team.
The leadership that got us a bronze medal at the Tokyo Olympics.
Oh, don't get me started. But, yeah, she, tough. That was tough, but then also you're not surprised. I have not, like, I've watched Telemundo, so I haven't heard much, but I feel like from what I've seen people talk about, there's not a lot that I'm missing from that.
Yeah, I've been watching Fox because, well, it's on YouTube TV, and I don't have access to Peacock, and I don't know what the Telemundo channel is. I don't even know if we have that, so I've been watching that. I like the other people that they have on, so it's nice to hear what they have to say. And I haven't really been paying attention to the halftime shows. That's usually when I take a break and, like, walk around and get up after sitting for so long. So I'm not really paying too much attention. But, yeah, it's Alexi Lalas, shut up.
Yes, please. Please, please, please. The next match following that was Japan and Zambia. No surprises there. Zambia had a red card. Japan won 5-0. Zambia was a wild card coming this one because they score a ton of goals, but they give up a lot of goals. That's what my friend's Pete analysis was, his analysis of the Zambian team. But yeah, that one was tough. Playing against Japan. Japan's one of those teams, like, they were some of the juggernauts in the sport, like them, Germany. Those are teams where you haven't had them in the main conversation lately. They haven't been in, like, the championship finals, right, over the last few bigger tournaments. But they're a team that I think not really surprised people because they have that history. But in a way, too, you're also kind of surprising people because people aren't talking a lot about the Japanese team, but 5-0, that so far is, you know, that's the big win of the tournament so far. Actually, them and Germany both going, well, Germany had one better, scoring 6, but yeah, I nothing too much to talk about there unless you had any comments, or do we go right into England and Haiti?
Do you remember what the score was at halftime?
What was it, 3-0?
No, it was 1-0.
4s. 1-0, I flipped it. No, I that was one of the matches I didn't watch. That was a 1:30 match. Were you watching that one?
Yeah, that was the night where I did the 3 in a row.
Oh, man, more power to you. England-Haiti was a fun way to end that one.
Oh, it actually was. Like, I was entertained the entire time.
That was another good. It was only 1-0. And that penalty, why are you putting your hands in the air like that? Why are you Haiti is getting points off England if they don't do that. Like, that is, what were you thinking?
Also, the encroachment. That's the second time, right, or like the third time that's happened in the World Cup so far.
That's true, but the penalty shouldn't even been there. Shouldn't even been there in the first place. But yeah, the goalkeeper looks like they make a great save, which they do. But then you look in that rule that they implemented, what, 3 or 4 years ago or something like that. You can't leave your line. You have to stay on that white line until the ball gets hit. And the goalkeeper didn't do it. So they checked the VAR and they redid it. And that time England didn't make that mistake again, scoring the second penalty kick. I said this on Brighton Me. I remember saying it for your radio show 2G. I don't think England's gonna have that great of a tournament. I think with the amount of people that they've game, lost,
like, proved it.
Right, exactly, because you played a WSL season, you did the Euros, you won the Euros, that's great. You played another WSL season right after that, and they have not had a break. They've not had their stars, and you can tell because everybody's injured. Everybody's injured. It's a horrible time for the World Cup to come out for them. And I think we talk about schedule congestion. NWSL players do have a benefit because they play one season pretty much. They play a season. The winter is their international friendlies. The fall is, you know, some end of the NWSL season. But the World Cup just cuts into their club season. These England players, after this tournament's over, they go right back to the WSL. So I think the American soccer schedule helps the U.S. women's national team. But you can see with England, it is hurting them so badly because of how many players are injured. And I said that they weren't going to make it out of a knockout round game. I thought that they were going to make it to the knockout rounds and not make it. 1-0, and this is not taking anything away from Haiti. Haiti was a surprise team, got in from the Inter-Confederation, whatever, playoff, whatever. And they've been balling out. Haiti is a strong team. They're one of the teams showing everybody that, hey, maybe it's not just four teams competing anymore. Now, are they a World Cup final team? Probably not. But four, 8 years ago, you see England versus Haiti, you would think, oh, that's a 5-0 win. That's a huge win. And Haiti's kind of shown them that, no, not really. Now England has to face Denmark and China. Neither of those games are guaranteed wins.
That's my second group of death, whatever letter that is, group E, I don't remember. Yeah, that's my second group of death. And to skip ahead to the next game, group D. To skip ahead to the next game really quick, the fact that Denmark beat China did not have that happening on my bingo card personally. It was a 90th minute winner. So that really shakes things up for me here. Because I had it going England, China, Denmark, Haiti. So I don't think that's going to happen anymore. Right. But
it could be Denmark, China. You know, and I think Haiti is going to get points. I think every team in that group will have a point or so by the end of this. I don't think that'll be a shock. You don't?
Maybe against Denmark, probably not against China. I really have faith in China here. I don't want them to disappoint me.
Jeez, well, you're riding a lot of China. Don't disappoint me, China.
Don't disappoint me, please.
Oh, jeez. So that's another group to watch. It's been the first group stages have been really exciting. It's been
a blast. It's what you want in like, the World Cup.
Like Colombia and South Korea, that's the last match of the first group stage rounds.
I'm so pumped.
It's going to be fun. I hope my internet is back by then. I'm currently using my hotspot.
Hell yeah.
Hotspot. Yeah. And then Sweden and South Africa. Now, Sweden and South Africa, I thought South Africa was right up there with Sweden.
Oh,
this
I believe
is one
it.
Of the matches. Yeah, South Africa was like they were their speed and their ability. They were able to take on Sweden, and it was a close match. It wasn't like, you know, a 2-1. It looks close, right? But I mean, South Africa went ahead in the second. Well, they go into halftime 0-0. South Africa gets ahead in the 48th minute. Sweden needed those two goals in order to get to that win. So it's not like South Africa got that's nice. They got a goal at the end of it. This is, you know, defense not able to hold up against a very strong team from Europe. But 2-1, again, that's another result where if you look at this 4-8 years ago, that's a shocking result to be that close in a match. I thought that one was a good one. Netherlands and Portugal, another one from the U.S. group. This is another close one. I did not think Portugal was... This is their first World Cup. Portugal is obviously, you know, they made it through the Euros. They got to the tournament. They played another intercontinental playoff, whatever they call them. But I didn't think Portugal would be this close to a team like the Netherlands. I know you can say, like, Netherlands is missing their best player. I get it. But Netherlands is a all-around strong team. Maybe their constant change of coaches. They didn't do well in the Euros, so Parsons leaves. And they have another coach. Maybe they've just, you know, don't have enough stability. But 1-0 Portugal, Netherlands, I thought that was another surprise. The result, maybe not the surprise, but the score line. All these results are, There are surprising score lines, but the winner is still the team with the most experience, the team with the bigger budget, the team with, you know, the teams that have been here before. But it's not easy for them anymore.
No, not at all.
No. Which brings us to the other really entertaining 0-0 draw. Canada-Nigeria, 0-0. Sinclair misses a penalty kick. France versus Jamaica. This is another match around Brian and me. I said, and it's in the recording, go back and listen if you folks don't believe me. I thought Jamaica, France. France is another team that was a lot of issues within their federation, within football France, with the respect that they were given, the coach that they had before. They had to fight to get their coach to resign, pretty much. They've been having some issues within, and then they get a new coach a couple months before the World Cup. I kind of circled Jamaica versus France as a match to watch because I thought Jamaica would surprise people. A 0-0 draw, and they had their, each team had their chances. That was a really fun match to watch.
I was gonna get up for that one, but then I decided no, I want full 7 hours.
No, it's okay. You gotta take care of yourself.
Yeah, but I will tell you this. The day of the Brazil-Jamaica game, that's the day I leave for school. So we're leaving at like 5 a.m. right when the game starts. So I'm going to watch that as we travel all the way to the good life, which is apparently Nebraska somehow. And then there's another game on... is that the last day? It's the 29th. I don't think it will be because I think it's Panama's in there. Now I got to check.
The 29th is Sweden, Italy, France, Brazil, Panama, Jamaica.
Oh, yeah. France, Brazil, Panama, Jamaica. That is going to be great. And that will keep me awake for fantastic. This car ride.
Let's finish out this first group real quick. France, Jamaica, Italy, Argentina. Italy gets a last minute, 88th minute winner against Argentina. A fun match all around from teams that are historically really big football countries, usually, you know, on the men's side. But Italy and Argentina really had a fun match here. Two teams that are getting stronger, that are finally getting some sort of support and are able to get to a World Cup like this. Germany and Morocco, yeah, Germany just, they were class. 6-0, 4-0 at halftime, I think it was. Yeah, that was a tough one for Morocco. They needed a lot more Rocco than they had, for sure. It was a little less Rocco than they should have had. But Germany, it's, you know, they're no slouch either. They're no slouch.
Yeah.
So the match that happened this morning, where again, we're recording this on Monday, definitely not Tuesday. Who would think we record this on a Tuesday? I wouldn't.
Not me.
Not me. Brazil and Panama. Did you watch Brazil and Panama?
No.
But
right, I did see there was a hat trick.
Yeah, racing Louisville's own. Ari, she did it. She had a first half brace. Got an assist in the beginning of the second half. And then had a goal in the 70th minute that hat trick goal, excuse me, the first one of this World Cup, first hat trick of this current World Cup goes to Ari, the first year that she's played in a World Cup. Just yep. Signed to Racing Louisville through 2025. Racing Louisville has Jalen Howell, Savannah DeMello, and it has Ari up front. I think it's through 2025. That's a pretty good group if you're trying to build a club team. Just throwing it out there.
Possibly.
But A little bit. The two goals, first one was on a Dabinha cross. After scoring the goal, Ari runs to the corner, goes down to her, like, does like the knee slide, and then just starts like bursting into tears and puts her head in her hands. She's just crying. Watching it, I just started crying. I was like, oh my gosh. And even right now, I'm like, hold it together. You're on Brian and me. It was a moment. It was a fantastic moment. Then the second goal, it's like, not crying anymore. I'm a badass. And then the third goal, this amazing team, this is what I was talking about earlier with the USA, where they had a Brazil-esque, not as poetic as a Brazil, because Brazil, when they do it, it just looks like they're having fun. It just looks like they know where the other person is, like it's their arm. Like they know where their arm is all times. They know where their teammates are. The flicks they were doing, the back heels, and it gets too airy right in front of the goal. But there's a defender right up in front of her. Instead of trying to take a tough shot, she back heels it to Beatrice, who shoots it pretty clearly. Open shot, top of the net. They go ahead 3-0 right after halftime. And then Marta comes on, which is amazing. The sixth World Cup, Marta needs a goal. Marta scored a goal in every World Cup, didn't get one in this match. I need Marta to get a goal. And the reason I stress...
in the next game.
I hope so. I hope so.
I bet she's starting that game, honestly.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, I think she's going to get a start. I mean, Marta, she coming off of injury, also the sixth World Cup. But when she's out there, she's still Marta. She's not like she's a value add in your midfield. She's the leader of that team, either physically, spiritually, any way you want to put it. And I said this earlier, how Republic of Ireland was initially my second team. I posted something on the internet and I was like, okay, I want US to win. That's great. But if that can't happen, I also want Marta to win the World Cup. I want Brazil to win it. And then somebody asked me, okay, well, what if there's a situation where USA and Brazil make it to the final? Who are you going to, like, outwardly root for? And who are you going to silently root for? If USA played Brazil in the final, I would probably openly and secretly root for Brazil. I think I would want Marta to win it over the US winning it. I know that. Am I crazy for saying that?
It's a really tough call, to be honest, because I feel the same way. Actually, in my bracket, I have it being a Brazil-US final. Yeah. It's there. I wrote it out.
Well, so in that situation, I'll ask you the same thing they asked me. Who would you outwardly root for? Who are you posting on social media that you're rooting for? But secretly, what do you want to happen?
Like, USA all the way, but if they do win it, you know, then I would post about it, of course, and be all excited because it's freaking Marta, like, one of the best ever in the women's game, hands down.
Yeah, she's the GOAT. I just think that what she's done. We talk about the United States and the 99 team and Brianna Scurry and now everybody on that team and the ripple effect that had on the sport in America. I feel like Marta's done it single-handedly. She single-handedly brought Brazil up to one of these powers within soccer. And the thing is crazy. Before the tournament began, I saw somebody posted, I think it was Fox Soccer or something like that. They posted the top 7 or 8 teams with odds to win the World Cup. And Brazil was not one of the 7 or 8 teams, which is just insane because you have Dabinha, you have Marta, you're seeing these NWSL players come out and they're balling out. I don't think you can sleep on Brazil, or maybe Brazil wants it that way. Maybe they want folks to sleep on them because then you can have a little bit more of a, you know, maybe less attention.
You want to hear a funny story?
I want to hear the funniest story you got.
So that same day that they posted that, I was like, okay, I see that they didn't include Brazil. So I'm going to go on Twitter and make a poll. So I went on Twitter and I was like, who do you think is going to win the World Cup? USA, England, Brazil, and then like an other with a reply option. And the Brazilians found the post. And they were commenting all this stuff in Portuguese, and I was like, I don't know what this means. So I'd ask one of my South American friends, I was like, hey, can you help me out here with this? And I was like, what does Zika mean? Like, what? I don't get it, because
that was a virus, I'm pretty sure.
It was like, it's not what I think it means. It has to mean something else. So apparently that word means jinx.
And so, oh, so you everybody, just jinxed them.
Everybody was commenting, you know, like Zika, and they were like commenting, oh, England's gonna win or US is gonna win to like get rid of the jinx.
To reverse jinx it.
Yeah. And so then I went to Google Translate, typed in a nice little apology note, and got some followers out of that.
It's all for the engagement. It's all for the engagement. Yeah. That's fantastic.
That's what happened.
Oh, I'm waking up for Saturday's match. France versus Brazil. This is to me bigger than USA Netherlands.
I think it decides the group.
Oh, for sure. If you win that match, that's it. I think Brazil, you know, since France and Jamaica had that draw, France is going to come into the match with a lot of motivation. You need it because you only have 1 point. Brazil wins out of course.
Well, they also have some players out too.
Yeah. France. Yeah. It's. I think Brazil should look at that as a knockout round game.
Yes.
Look at that match as a knockout round game against Jamaica. You can play younger players. You can, you know, if you want to try to cement your place as a higher seed in the knockout round, more power to you. But Brazil-France is a knockout round game. Because mm-hmm. you don't want to have to go into the last day. Because that pressure that you have against a Jamaica team that, you know, there are no slouches. I mean, Shaw is going to be back for that one. She'll miss the next match. But Shaw is going to come back, and you know she's going to come back. And you know she's gonna be pissed off. So, and you don't probably want to piss off the best goal scorer in England last season. I think this is the most fun group to watch. I think like Panama. I don't think that today's score is indicative of the team they are. But even then, the top three teams in this league or in this group are all really fun teams to watch. So right. I'm excited for that one. Yeah, then both of their next matches, Brazil's, are at 6 a.m. So I'm gonna get up and watch both of those. I will have alarm set to watch Brazilians. Oh, sorry. I was talking in God's time zone, the Eastern Standard
Whoa,
time.
Whoa. Give it a rest, Thomas.
So before we get to the Ask Bam questions, I think you're going to be traveling and stuff. I was going to say, gee, I think you need to come back for the rest of our World Cup episodes. Just so
I'm
we
back.
Can, yeah, on the show.
Oh, that sounds like fun. Maybe
we could talk about the next group round after it's done. Well, if you want to, you'll be back on college campus, and the last thing you want to be doing is associated with two old dudes who record podcasts.
Whoa.
Well, you're not gonna go around and tell people. You're just gonna tell people that I
post about the show all the time.
Okay,
I'm like your biggest fan. I don't know if you knew.
Oh, stop it. Oh, my gosh. That's so sweet. Oh, man. One match you're looking forward to in the next group. I already said France and Brazil, but I'll pick another one. What's another match that you're looking forward to that is not a USA match?
I mean, I wasn't really looking forward to any USA matches. I feel like they're all easy dubs.
Ireland and Canada. That's a good candidate there.
I'll do you one better. Nigeria and Ireland.
Nigeria. Well, next, Nigeria and Australia in the next group. Or in the next group round matches. We're talking about the second stage.
I don't want to look at the schedule. When does that start?
But I want to see Nigeria and Ireland also.
Let's see.
Nigeria and Australia next.
Round two.
I think it goes until
I see it on the
Germany, Colombia. So through the 30th.
Yeah, I went too far.
Through the 30th.
Okay, I have one.
Okay.
Argentina and South Africa.
Argentina, that's a good one. Yeah, I think that'll be fun. And it's at a good watchable time of 8 p.m. Eastern time, 7 Central.
7 p.m.
Yeah, you can't complain about that. Can't complain about that whatsoever. Okay.
I could complain about
good
that.
Good choice. Well, we can complain about anything we want. We're a podcast. They have to listen too. We can just complain and they're like, dang it, I'm stuck because they're on. Or they could just turn off the podcast. Don't turn off the podcast. Don't do that. So let's bring them back. World Cup, I'm pretty excited about it. Another thing I'm excited about is our Ask Bam questions. We ask Always you folks excited. Almost every episode. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Gee, you love these questions. Although I do. You give sometimes the shortest answer. No, that's ridiculous. And then just move on. Don't even feign interest in the question that we've asked. But we're going to go through them anyway with the same vigor and verve as you've come to expect from your pals at Brian and me. So let's go ahead and go through the first one. This is from Matt Morris 220 on Threads, because we are on Threads, and Threads is very cool. And please come on Threads too, although you'll never see our tweets because we're not in the Al Gore rhythm. So Matt Morris has a few questions. A mint julep or an old fashioned?
None.
What do you got?
I haven't had them. So none.
Okay. None. I'm going to go with old fashioned. Old fashioned. I had probably my first one at my sister's wedding a few years back, and it was really good. And I might have had a lot of them, and my necktie might have been around my head towards the end of the night. So they were good. They were tasty. I don't think I've had a mint julep. I know, which might make Louisville fans upset. I haven't had one. Maybe next time I go to Racing Louisville, I will get a mint julep, because that's what I guess they're known for down there. Who knows? They're known for like five different things. Like, what is it? Is it Muhammad Ali? Is it horses? Is it mint julep? Is it the color lavender? Just pick one already. Next one. Okay. This is a Star Wars question.
No, thanks.
Boba Fett. Okay, well. There you go. We're not going to answer that question, mainly because I haven't been caught up on most of these shows, Matt, so my answer would not be good anyway. All right, what's your favorite pimpkin? Do you know what a pimpkin is?
It's a video game.
So what's your favorite pimpkin?
Is it the character or is it the game title?
Yes. Pimpkin is like a type of thing.
It's a plant.
It's like a plant. Sure. It's like a plant.
I've seen the trailer for the new game. Because I watched the Nintendo Direct video on the Switch that I have. Because I was like, oh, I want to see the new Mario games.
Right.
And it's Pikmin,
not Pimpkin. So also, what you can also do is Google picture for Pikmin, P-I-K-M-I-N, and just pick the one you like the most. The red one, I'm going to go with the purple one with the little knobs on its head. I don't know what those knobs are, but I'm going with the purple one, Matt. You heard it here first. Matt also asked, do you want to go to homecoming with me? Matt, you are a grown adult with a child.
I was just going to say, this is probably an adult man.
It is an adult man, because that's what our market usually is. It's adult men who also happen to be friends with us. But we did find Matt organically on the internet, which is fantastic. Matt, I'll go with you, even if Grant says no.
I definitely say no. I'm busy.
Oh, dang. Didn't even say what day it was. Grant's like, I'm busy that day.
Hey, you know, soccer season starts on the 1st, so I'm pretty busy from now until forever. So,
are you coloring the hair red for the whole season?
We'll see.
I can't wait. All right, Matt Morris, last question: who is your favorite Roman emperor?
Favorite Roman emperor. Did they name the Colosseum after an emperor?
Like, I'm not sure.
Colosseus or something, or maybe that's one of the.
Just go with it.
I know the emperors. I learned about them. I'm like, I was obsessed with all things Italy back in the day because of my wonderful heritage. But, you know, I like democracies better. So we're going to say no to the emperors.
Caesar made one heck of a salad. So I'll pick God Caesar. Damn. I'll pick Caesar. And Matt, since you asked this question on Threads, you get a haiku. So here's the haiku. Okay. Dayton, Ohio. Podcast choice is sus. You got this, buddy. It's your haiku. That's made specifically for you, Matt. I hope you appreciate that, because I worked really hard on that mentally, and then I forgot some of it, but I remembered most of it, and I typed it down before I recorded tonight. That's a lot of prep. More prep than...
Too much.
We're used to. Yeah. Let's say too much. Yeah, for sure. Thanks, G. Too much. Well, that was all our questions on Threads. Matt Morris is holding it down. Watch Threads next week, and maybe you can have something else that you win for asking us ask us a question on Threads. Yeah, free one. So now on Instagram, I did also say, and by me, I mean the Instagram account, which is not a single person, but a podcast. Brian and me asked you for Ask Bam questions, and we also said we would compliment you for every question. Not for every question. I just said I compliment you if you ask a question. So I'll decide if I'm going to compliment you multiple times, because a lot of our questions are from like the same two people. So we've got six of them. All right, G, let's go and get us started with Zach Sperling. Zach Sperling gives the best hugs you can get. Just a great, great hugger. And your smile, Zach, lights up a room. How do you think the League's Cup is going so far? This is a very MLS question. I mean, I think it's fine. I don't like that they did it at the same time as the World Cup, because I think it takes people away from it. But MLS is going to do what MLS is going to do. They want the monies. Gee, what you got? League's Cup. Do you care?
Emmanuel Reynoso.
Is that a Chicago Fire player?
No, it's a Minnesota United player. I root for two teams. I don't know if you knew this.
I didn't.
United and Fire.
Oh, so you Will Trapp stan?
Huh?
A Will Trapp stan?
Oh my God, yes.
I saw Will Trapp at a Chipotle in Gahanna when he played for the Crew, because he's from the same town that I live near.
I've been a fan of Will Trapp since the beginning. And
since when he was signed with the Crew?
Yes.
No.
And yes. And when he signed for Minnesota, I was so excited. This is not a joke. I'm not lying to you. I'm being very for real right now. I am a Will Trapp stan.
I would never think you would lie to me, because you seem genuine about it. And we've already learned from Ask Bam questions, you will give a straightforward heck no answer without any regard for the feelings of the person who asked the question. So I completely agree with you. And I did not know that. So you are kind of like a Columbus Crew fan.
No.
Because you love Will Trapp for so long, and you were a stan for Will Trapp. I love him too.
I'm not a Columbus fan in any means.
Well, you rooted for Will Trapp, who played most of his career with Columbus.
Yeah, but no.
All right. Well, there you go. Loves Will Trapp, hates Columbus. Tell me how that works out. I'm not a mathematician, but that doesn't seem like
it adds up. It's a great city. Great city. Don't like the team.
Yeah. All right. Sure, whatever you say. Brian Lannoy. Fighting Lannoy's. Brian, you're like a father to us. That's a joke, because he's older. No, Brian, you're fantastic. You're always up to have a conversation about anything. You're always down for anything except for coming to watch the U.S. Women's National Team. What were you doing that night, Brian? God. Were you at the cruise watch party? Corporate whore. Here are Brian's questions. Did you stay up to watch the Crew versus St. Louis match? Heck no. That game was delayed until 11:16 at night. I watched Lucas's goal while I was laying in bed. Then once my wife was out of the bathroom getting ready for bed, I went to sleep. So no, I did not watch that match, and I'm not going to watch that match, because who watches DVR at sports?
Nobody. Ugh.
You can't do that. You can't.
My God, my mom asked me why I wasn't recording the games and why I was staying up, and I was like, Mom, that's not how that works. That's not how this happens.
Oh my God. And then recording the games, like, are you still about DVR? It's on streaming anyway. You don't have to record anything anymore, Mom. God, Mom Bel Castro over here, living in the 1990s. Well, no, we didn't watch it. And by the way, fun fact, whenever I'm recording podcast episodes, I usually do have a pre-recorded sporting event on. But that's because I'm not really watching. It's just on in the background. And I need to have something on in the background. Before the power went out on this episode, I did have the England versus Haiti World Cup match on, just for something in the background. Another question by Brian Lanoy. Early thoughts on the Women's World Cup so far. Already talked about it. Nailed it. Next question. Frickin' destroyed that question. Brian Lanoy wants to know thoughts on Gotham this season so far. As a Gotham fan. As a
Gotham fan. You know what, Thomas?
I knew it. I knew it was going to come up. I knew it. What don't I know? What? Tell me. Tell me, G.
You just said to me, because I liked Will Trapp, I'm a Columbus fan, which is not the case. I know that you are a Chicago soccer player, soccer athletes fan, whatever you like to call them.
I've heard.
Yeah. And then when said Liverpool player comes back to the States to play.
Katie Stengel. For the half season, Katie Stengel was on Liverpool when she signed in January of 2022. Her half season goal average, like per minute, or goal production per minute, assist included, she was the best for the men and women of Liverpool. She was better than Mo Salah. She was better than anybody in creating goals. So let's not put some Liverpool player out there. Helped Liverpool get promoted. And then when Kiernan was out all last season, she led the team in goals. So take that.
For you to switch Liverpool up your allegiance, though?
I loaned my allegiance. It's a loan.
No, you cannot do that. Loan.
I can do that. I really can't. I will root for Stengel. But that's it. Unfortunately, before I announced I was loaning my fandom, I did check the schedule to see if they played Chicago, because I would not be able to do that. Once Katie Stengel leaves, they go back to the cellar for me. But I mean, I guess they're doing well. Katie Stengel scored a goal too in her debut for Gotham. Who's counting them? Who's counting?
Nobody.
Nobody at all. All right. Last question. Well, two questions. From Felix. Hey, Felix. Felix is a great friend of the show. Another organic listener that we found. They found us. In the Chicagoland area, who is a trader who became a San Diego Wave fan instead of holding out hope that the Chicago soccer athletes would sell, which I, at this point, when do you switch? When are they ever going to sell?
Things take time.
Sure. Sure they do. But Felix, you're a great friend. Love chatting with you. Love hanging out with you in person multiple times. It needs to be less infrequent, though. We need to be less infrequent. So keep on being a great person. Pick one country you want to visit from each World Cup group. Ooh.
Each this group?
Spicy.
Now I got to Google the groups.
I got you. Just give me a second.
I already got it.
Oh, you already got up because of Bleacher Report? Sounds like this episode sponsored by Bleacher Report.
I actually have the World Cup Google search bookmarked on my computer because I've been looking up when the games have been.
Wow, that's amazing. I just type it in every time. I'm a loser. Group A, New Zealand. Of course, I would love to go to New Zealand.
I really want to go to Norway, to be honest.
Someone asks me, hey, do you want to go to Norway over New Zealand? I say, no way.
After my trip to Iceland, like, those kinds of countries are on my radar now, and it's like a kind of, like, I need to go there.
But you already went to one of them now, so that doesn't mean that, okay, I need to go see a different type of country. You're just going to go there and be like, oh, well, this is kind of just like Iceland. I should have went to New Zealand.
I like the vibe.
Get out of here. All right. All right. So 1 point for me, no points for Grant. Just kidding. There's no points in this. It's not a competition, but if it was, I'd be winning.
You'd be losing.
Group B. Group B, Australia, Canada, Nigeria, Republic of Ireland. Ireland. All the way. Oh, come on. Too easy. Group C, Japan, Spain, Costa Rica, Zambia, Japan.
Japan. I want to go to Tokyo.
Okay. Group D, Denmark, England, China, Haiti. England. Call me a loser, but I don't know the other languages.
England, because I want to see a Chelsea game.
Oh.
Right. Whatever.
Group E, United States. Can't say that one. Netherlands, Portugal, Vietnam. Portugal. I'd like to go to Portugal.
You know what? I'm going to agree with you.
Gasp. I gasped and then I said gasp. I don't think that's how it works. Group F, Brazil, France, Jamaica, and Panama. I'm going to say Jamaica.
I've been to France already, so I'm going to say Jamaica.
All right. Group G, Sweden, Italy, South Africa, or Argentina. I've been to Italy, so I will not have that one as one of my selections. I will choose. Oh, you go first. I've been choosing first the whole time. How rude of me.
Italy because of heritage.
Paisan. All right. I'll go to Argentina. I haven't been to any South American countries yet. Then Group H, Germany, Colombia, South Korea, or Morocco. South Korea. Let me go South Korea.
Yeah, South Korea. I want to go to Seoul.
I got Seoul. That place has Seoul. Last question from Felix. Great question there, Felix. That was an all-star question. I'm not trying to diminish everybody else's questions, but if I was given an award, that might be the best one. Thanks, Felix. Last question. Does Vlatko have a clue?
No.
To be fair, I think the U.S. versus Vietnam lineup, the reason some players weren't at injuries yet, but also you could start less experienced players because you knew that you were going to win. You kind of knew you were going to win that one. After Netherlands, we'll see. But in the back of my head, I'm thinking, okay, Vlatko is playing for a job. Like, he needs to win the World Cup, or I think they go in another direction. I just think that's how that's going to go.
Yeah, I don't like him. Didn't think he should still be in this spot. But, you know, if he doesn't win that World Cup, no more coaching title for him.
Well, you can see what happens to these teams that have changed their coaches, though. We already talked about France and Netherlands, right? They changed their coaches within the last year. And that's not something you do in a World Cup cycle. That's not something you do that close to a major tournament. So I think if you are going to get rid of him, it has to be, you know, right after the World Cup. So we'll see. If they win it all, though, there's no way he's going anywhere. He's not going anywhere.
Unfortunate.
But does he have a clue? I mean,
no.
He's not a single clue. He managed him when they won the last World Cup.
What?
Did it? No, he was hired right after the last World Cup, wasn't
right
he?
Right after.
Yeah, he was. I'm not going to jump on the Vlatko hate bandwagon, but I do think there's a strong potential for him to be fired after this. Yeah. And I've said this on the show before. I thought the lineup was fine, though. I thought the lineup was fine. I thought it was okay that the way that they went, just because you were playing Vietnam, no offense to Vietnam, but it was a guaranteed dub for United States. But you're going to bring in some more veteran players against Netherlands. You'll probably see like a Sonic come in. I think Alana Cook will start. That probably means they're bringing Ertz into the center, into defensive midfield. I don't think Savannah DeMello starts now because of it. I think also, I didn't mention this before, but if Mallory Swanson was healthy, that game against Vietnam would have been much different. Yeah. I think they would have had at least a couple more goals. That could end up being what does Vlatko in, is not having someone like Mallory Swanson controlling the offense. Sophia Smith is amazing.
I mean, but even imagine, with Vicario up too.
Right, that's true. But imagine having a Sophia Smith who's 3 years more mature and experienced and can do the same stuff. And that's Mallory Swanson. Having two of those type of players out there, I think they would have had even stronger odds to win the whole tournament.
No, I agree.
At that point. But it is going to be more of a, it's going to be more of a battle. Does he know what he's doing? I feel like it's hard to mess up the U.S. national team if they don't get, you know, into the championship. I think that's getting second place, especially a close final. Maybe he doesn't get fired, but if you don't get into the championship.
No, I think he does. Playing
for first or second. Really?
Yeah. I think it's going to be cutthroat like that.
Really? Okay. All right. All right. Well, time will tell. But this is the end of the show. This is the part where Brian usually goes through, but I'm going to do it anyway. I don't do it as well as he does. Follow us on social medias, on Threads, on Instagram, at Bryant and Me, BRYANTANDME. We post stuff on both of those. And by we, I mean I, because I post everything for the show. I love you, Brian. You can also follow us individually on our social media platforms. I am on all... I'm on Threads and Instagram at one Thomas Costello. I was invited to Sky Blue Sky. I don't know. I haven't signed up yet, but maybe I'll have the same username. Who knows? Maybe I won't. But with the whole change from Twitter to X, I think that was my final step where I'm like, you know what? I think I can definitely limit my time. We'll see what happens when basketball season starts. But you can follow Bryant, who's not even here. He's on Pickle Chip. He's on Instagram at Pickle Chip. Replace the I's with ones. Grant, where can folks find you across the socials?
Well, if you want to follow my podcast account on Twitter, it's at WSportsMatter and Threads and Facebook and Instagram and TikTok. YouTube,
is that still
all that.
A thing?
Yeah.
Women's I thought you weren't making new episodes.
No, there's one coming up tomorrow. There was one out last week.
Well, I thought you said it was coming to an end though. That's what I would say. Like,
yeah, but
this is the final season.
Yeah. Can't ask people to follow them? Is there a rule on that?
I'm not saying you can't have your own. what can we expect for the final season, the final few episodes of Women's Sports Matter podcast?
So tomorrow's episode is an episode I made the day after the first day of World Cup games about all the different advertisements I've been seeing because I am an ad major. So I was like, well, these ads are important because, you know, they're showcasing all these talented women, mostly from the U.S. Women's National Team, but I've seen other commercials include stars from other countries. It's important for companies like VW and Visa to get players like Alyssa Thompson and Sophia Smith out there for people that may not watch women's soccer to be like, oh, who is that and why is she in a commercial? So that's what.
So you're saying Alex Morgan can't be on every commercial?
No. I even forgot about the talk about the commercial that she was in, the Dick's Sporting Goods commercial. And I also forgot to talk about the Ashley Sanchez Taco Bell commercial. There was a lot. I tried my best.
Maybe watching Telemundo, I'm missing all of these commercials.
Yes. I think a lot of them have airtime on Fox. So I've been taking mental notes.
I'll just YouTube the commercials. I'll just find the commercials. Okay.
Ashley Hatch is in the VW commercial, which is funny.
I did see that one. Yeah. Because isn't like Andy Sullivan in it too?
And Alyssa Thompson.
Yeah. Alyssa Thompson. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I remember. I have seen that one. I've seen that one. That's a good one. Okay.
That's awesome. One, and then I am going to interview a former Nebraska soccer player. She actually just retired this year due to, like, injuries. But, I had met her last year. She was also on the Iceland trip, so I had sent her a message and be like, do you want to come on the show? Because I want to ask her about, you know, how does one decide to become a college soccer player? And now that she's retiring, like, what is her life going to be now? She makes a ton of great vlogs, very detailed videos that have done such a great job of showing how awesome our team is on and off the field. And her video editing skills are incredible. So I'm very excited about that episode. Awesome. I don't know if other ones, what else do I have planned?
I don't know.
I couldn't tell you, honestly. I mean, my last episode, I don't know when that's coming out, but it's probably going to be a doozy. Yeah.
Bring the tissues, folks.
Yeah, grab the tissues. So.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Making us cry. All right. I can't wait. Those sound like going out with a bang, going out in style, as they say.
Trying my best.
It'll keep, you're not trying, you're achieving, you're flying, you're not trying. So that's awesome. Make sure you're listening to Women's Sports Matter. It's the final season. Go back through the catalog too. Got some pretty cool episodes in there with some soccer athletes, with some less important people like myself.
Dan Thomas. And
yeah, that's what I said. The less important people. No, but you've had an awesome group. And even to be on the show compared to other folks that you've had, it's like I am bringing them down. So it was cool to be part of it.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you. What have I done? Come on. I podcast. I have a story that I wrote, came out for the WPSL. Well, two stories. It was for a team called the Rhode Island Rogues. It's a really awesome story. Kind of like you're talking about soccer and college soccer and players and what they've kind of done after the sport. This is a situation where a former college player, she joined a WPSL side, played for 3 seasons, and then they cut the women's side a month before the season started. So most of the time people are like, well, I guess that means I'm not playing anymore. I guess that means I'm done. She was like, you know what? I'm actually going to do something about it. And at 25, started a WPSL team. They were just in the national semifinal 5 seasons later after starting that team. Never made the playoffs before. Never even beat their rivals before. And then this season beat their rivals to make the playoffs, made it all the way to the semifinal, ended up losing, heartbreaker. Oh my God. It was like the 84th minute. They lost 1-0. This is an independent team. Doesn't make any money from youth clubs. Doesn't make any money from pay to play. Doesn't even charge the players dues to play. They do like a fundraiser and they have one sponsor, but she is a school teacher, worked 4 jobs to keep the team going. The story is just stupid. It's just stupid, crazy. I wrote an article for WPSL. It focused more on the field stuff. But then I wrote an article for this New England Revolution soccer site that they try to do soccer in all of the New England area, called the Blazing Musket. I knew them from my time writing for the Cruz Massive Report. They gave me the platform, and I wrote like a 3,000-word article about this team and how it started and what they've gone through. And I hope you could please read it. I don't ask folks a lot to read my stories, but this is one where if you don't want to run through like 2 brick walls after reading this, then you got to go to urgent care. You got to check your heart because something's messed up. It is a fantastic story. I interviewed the owner of the team, and just talking with her after 5 minutes, I told her, this is the most amazing story I've ever heard in the writing that I've done about soccer teams. So please go out and read that if you could. And it's not for, I don't get paid for how many times you read it. It's already out there. I'm not getting anything from it, but it's just an amazing story. And yeah, so there's that. I don't talk a lot about my writing on here. Usually Bryant brings that stuff up, but I had to bring it up because it's such a fantastic friggin' story.
Read the story.
Thank you. Did you read it?
Read the story. I have it bookmarked. I haven't gotten a chance yet.
You've been busy. It's all right. It's all right. But it's fantastic. It's really great. And it made me kind of, that and the World Cup at the same time really kind of made me fall back in love with soccer, because I have been, I switched to basketball. Let me tell you, I didn't have a fun time running for the Crew. The person I worked for just wasn't a fun experience. I didn't get any kind of joy from most of it, except for the people I met along the way. But stories like this one, I almost didn't take the WPSL job because I'm like, I'm just kind of over it at this point. But I did it. I kept going. And this is the last story I wrote for this season for them. And it's just, it blew my mind. So I feel like I got back into those types of stories, those types of features. But anyway, read it. If you don't read it, I mean, I'm not going to know if you read it anyway, but I'd appreciate it if you did. So that's our show. What a great time we've had, Brian Mead. We never miss a week of podcast episodes. We're keeping that going. Thanks to Grant for being in here and allowing us to keep that going, because nobody wants to hear me talk for an hour. Although some people might argue that when Brian and me are together, I feel like I interrupt him a lot, and it's pretty much me talking for the whole time. And I'm really sorry. I don't know what it is. And I love you, Brian, if you're listening to this. And I love all of you folks, too, who listen. Share the podcast with a friend. Social media is a cesspool, but word of mouth to say, hey, I listen to this podcast. It sure is fun if you like soccer and hijinks.
And other podcasty things.
Other podcasty things for sure. No, definitely. That's a highlight. That's a highlight that you should also share. It's fun. We're going to keep doing it. There's no plans to stop it. Is episode 118 of this universe, not including a ton of guest episodes and whatnot. So we're just going to keep on keeping on. Thanks for listening. And do you have any final word for the BAM fam, Grant, before we call it a night?
If you need a Big Ten soccer team to cheer for, may I suggest the Nebraska Cornhuskers?
Penn State and the Lions. How dare you? How dare you take your time, your free time, to propagandize for Big Red? The only Big Red I want is bubblegum.
Oh, wow. No, dude. We're going far this year, so stay tuned for all that. I'm excited. This team is very special, and, you know, I just can't wait to see what happens. And, yeah, I mean, college soccer is a must-watch, so I'll do that instead. But go Big Red.
I won't argue on that one. All right, folks, have a great night. Adios.